Today's Mishnah, Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Perot Shiarad Hadelef Letochan. Somebody leaves out his peres, and water leaks onto it, which he did not intend should happen, and actually he wants to dry it out. So what does he do? Balalan Shinugvu. So he takes this box that has all of his stuff and he shakes it around and he wants the water to get throughout the entire box. Why? Because if the water pooled in one place, it's going to take days for it to dry out. If he lets the water go throughout the whole container, so then it'll dry out in a couple of hours. And that way he's exposing everything to the air. Rabbi Shimon says, well, look, you know, he moved the water around, and we learned back in the first parak at the opening that if you shake the water off of the tree, so then that's enough to create a situation of ki yitain dumya. Sorry, ki yutan dumya l'chiyitain. That's what he did over here. He shook it around, that takes the water from one makom to another makom, and therefore it is b'chiyutan. V'chachamim omrim, no. This is like the case that we had back in Mishnah Daled of the first parak, where over there was a machlokas b'chamim Beit Hillel. But according to Beit Hillel, if you got a whole bundle of veggies and you shake the bundle so that the water at the top of the bundle falls on the veggies at the bottom of the bundle, it's not the chiyutan, because we view the entire thing as one thing. It's one bundle. And therefore, moving it from one veggie in the bundle to another, that's not a taking it away from its place, so that chilosa is l'ratzayin. And therefore, if it's in a kli, like over here, it's also considered to be one thing. And the same way that Beis Hillel would not have been considering that mayim that was l'ratzayinai, here too, it's not considered to be l'ratzayinai. Mishnah Dalet, Perek Hey. Hamodeid et habor, bein laomko, bein larochbo. So somebody was measuring, he wanted to find out the amount of water he's got. So he wants to see the depth of the water in a particular cistern. So he takes his measuring reed and he puts it into the water. And that way, when he takes it out, he can actually see the area that turned color. And he can measure that area that turned color from the water, and he'll now know the entire depth of the pit. Or suppose he takes his reed, which is his measuring rod, his measuring reed, and he puts it across the top of a bor in order to see how wide it is. And in this case, water, which has come up to the top of the bor, also made his measuring rod wet. In both of these cases, because he needed to actually put it into the water in order for it, he's using the water to actually measure it. So Rabbi Tarfon says, okay, so then that's like every time you do something where you know that part of what you're doing is getting things wet, you're considered to be l'ratzayin. And therefore, if it was necessary to get it wet because it was so full and your reed is not going to be able to get over the top of it, even if you're measuring the width, it would still be something that needed to happen. So it would be sort of like when you put your feet into the mikveh in order to get to a place where you're able to be teva. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, no. La'omko, I certainly agree that if you were measuring the depth, then the water that is on the reed is part of the way that you measure it, because you're going to be looking at the discoloration of the reeds. You take a look at the part that is dark, I'm able to measure now, this is how much there was. But it's okay, then that's necessary. And the truth is, that's necessary because I don't care whether you want it to turn colors or not. I know you got to put it into the water to measure the depth. So is there any way to avoid getting it wet? No. So you know that it's going to get wet. But if you measure a bor l'rochbo, It may be that in this particular case, it got wet because the bore was filled up to the top. What if there weren't water in the bore at all? You still could have measured at Le Rochebeau and it wouldn't have gotten wet. Therefore, this is similar to the cases that we had before, where instead of determining it on a case-to-case basis, where in this particular case it got wet, it's not part of your machshava of watering that makes things wet. That's the issue. So Le Rochebeau, I say, eno b'chiyutan. If it's Le Rochebeau, you're not considered to be L'Ritzono, according to Rabbi Akiva.